My name is Brian Barnhill. I think that in life you actually can have it all, not all at once, but eventually all in time. I was born in the city of Detroit, and I grew up near the city airport. And I was a privileged guy living in a bad neighborhood. The privilege that I had was the fact that I was raised in a household with both my parents. I was driving in the car with my mother, driving down Gratiot Avenue, and we crossed 8 Mile Road. So you may know of 8 Mile through the Eminem movie, but we know it as a street that divides Detroit from the suburbs. As we crossed 8 Mile, I started to take in a set of observations that made me realize for the first time that the world did not look like my block. I no longer saw preponderance of abandoned buildings, broken concrete, overgrown grass and trash, and the people increasingly stopped looking like me. So at that young age, again, about 5 or 6, the first question that came to mind was why? You know, why is it that people who live in such close proximity can have such vastly different qualities of life? More than that, why is it that I'm living like this, my family, my communal? And these questions about social disparity, inequality, really started to inform my intellectual pursuits, but also just my worldview. Because on one hand, I felt obligated to achieve my neighborhood's mantra of success, which is, you know, make it out. But on the other hand, my culture as African American is about uplifting your community. I wanted to do something about it. My service was needed. And I felt like a lot of other folks who had benefited from growing up in Detroit with all the richness of culture and institutions, who had an opportunity to go away, have an obligation to come back. And I felt like I needed to come back during that time after a tremendous period of decline. And it's such an amazing time to be here witnessing all of it. And it's almost poetic because the city's motto is Speramus Meliora, Resurgit Sineribus, which translates to, we hope for better days, it shall rise from the ashes.